Good morning, church. This is Pastor Dale Climie, and this is Monday morning. This Monday, the first day of the week in the Holy Week, the week of our Lord's Passion. And we welcome you all to our Monday morning Bible reading. We'll be in Psalm 55 today. And again, God's saving word this week is prayer. And Psalm 55, today's reading, is an individual lament in which the psalm writer calls upon God, expressing fear because of enemy threats and anguish over being betrayed by a friend. Even when enemies seem to be in control, the writer trusts in God who has ruled from eternity. And so today we, again, are reading Psalm 55. It is the prayer of someone betrayed by a friend. Psalm 55, hear my prayer, O God, and don't turn away from my plea. Listen to me and answer me. I am worn out by my worries. I am terrified by the threats of my enemies, crushed by the opposition of the wicked. They bring trouble on me. They are angry with me and hate me. I am terrified, and the terrors of death crush me. I am gripped by fear and trembling. I am overcome with horror. I wish I had wings like a dove, and I would fly away and find rest. I would fly far away and make my home in the desert. I would hurry and find myself a shelter from the raging wind and the storm. Confuse the speech of my enemies, O Lord. I see violence and riots in the city, surrounding it day and night, filling it with crime and trouble. There is destruction everywhere. The streets are full of oppression and fraud. If it were an enemy making fun of me, I could endure it. If it were an opponent boasting over me, I could hide myself from him. But it is you, my companion, my colleague, and close friend. We had intimate talks with each other and worshiped together in the temple. May my enemies die before their time, and may they go down alive into the world of the dead. Evil is in their homes and in their hearts. But I call to the Lord God for help. He will save me. Morning, noon, and night, my complaints and groans go up to him, and he will hear my voice. He will bring me safely back from the battles that I fight against so many enemies. God, who has ruled from eternity, will hear me and defeat them, for they refuse to change, and they do not fear him. My former companion attacked his friends. He broke his promises. His words were smoother than cream, but there was hatred in his heart. His words were as soothing as oil, but they cut like sharp swords. Leave your troubles with the Lord, and he will defend you. He never lets honest people be defeated. But you, O God, will bring those murderers and liars to their graves before half their life is over. As for me, I will trust in you. And today's key verse is Psalm 55, verse 22. Leave your troubles with the Lord, and he will defend you. He never lets honest people be defeated. You know, as we review this psalm, you know, I think of times that people that I've counted as friends have betrayed me, have violated trust that I've given them. But a lot of this verse is strikingly similar to our newspaper headlines talking about all of the horror, the terror in the street. I see violence and riots in the city and surrounding it day and night, filling it with crime and trouble. There is destruction everywhere and streets are full of oppression and fraud. And it occurs to me that not much changes in this world. Oh, time may pass, but the the common faults of mortal man remain the same. Let's pray. Hear my prayer, Almighty God. I turn my worries and anxieties over to you, trusting in your love and mercy. Whenever I call upon you for help, I know you listen and hear my prayers. You, Lord God, have ruled from eternity, and you watch over all your faithful people. Amen. Well, that concludes our Bible reading for today. God bless, and once again, keep your eyes open for that miracle.